Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Happy Friday, everybody, and hopefully you are, you know, getting ready, whether or not you are making travel plans or you're getting your house in order, that, you know, you're taking your time, you're pacing yourself because you don't want to get stressed out, but you're getting ready for the upcoming holiday season, getting, you know, people are flying. Don't forget what Burton Kelso said yesterday about checking Flight Tracker. But we want to talk about getting your house in order a little bit, and I have here Mr. John Robinson, our helpful handyman. Good morning, Mr. Robinson. How are you? Oh, I think I've lost Mr. Robinson. So in the meantime, one of the things that we're going to do today, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple of these, is next week I was going to do a live Choose a Cause campaign. We're going to do it a little bit differently because we've got to take a little bit of time off next week and get some things taken care of. So, but I wanted to do, and I plan on doing, hopefully, getting some of our guests who have been regulars on the show to talk about the causes that are close to their heart. And I've already talked to a couple of them this morning, and so hopefully we'll get some of them on. If not next week, we'll get them on the following week. But I did want to talk about a couple of local charities that I thought were interesting while we wait for Mr. Robinson. One is called United Against Poverty, or UP Orlando, and it's one that I came across last year with my Community Relations Committee with the Orlando Regional Realtor Association. Their mission is to serve those in poverty by providing crisis care, case management, transformative education, food and household subsidy, employment training and placement, personal empowerment training, and active referrals to other collaborative social service providers. It's located on Michigan, and I can't remember the cross street, but on Michigan between Orange Avenue and Orange Blossom Trail. They have a huge facility there, and you can take a tour to find out more about what they do. And they're always looking for volunteers and also for donations. So they have various committees. They have an internship. They have food drives and everything. They have, when I will be placing this on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, what they call Team Up 360 to sign up to volunteer. They have Bright Future student volunteers. They have a family night volunteer. So it's not something that you can do just as an individual. You can actually get other people in your family and friends to go and volunteer. And they talk about the different opportunities there. There's a video online as well. And they have a volunteer night. So this is, I think, a cause that is worth considering. And the reason I do these Choose a Cause campaigns, because we're all a little more cheerful and a little more willing to give around this time. And maybe we've planned a little bit ahead of time to do some giving. And even if we can't give now, you know, when the tax season rolls around, that might be an opportunity also to do some giving. And actually, it might be a good time to do some giving now because it might help you a little bit with the tax season. You never know. But anyway, there is a site where you can make a donation. They have where you can make a donation for as little as $10. So if you are interested in this one, and like I said, I will post it, go to uporlando.org. That's uporlando.org. And you can find out more information about that. But I did want to at least share, get a start on sharing some of the information about some of these charities with you, because this is the time to really think about other people that may not be able to celebrate the holidays in the fashion that we all might be able to celebrate. And then also, too, there may be some of us out there that aren't willing to admit that we're not doing so well either, and we may need some of these services ourselves. So that's what I wanted to share with you. That's one of them, which is United Against Poverty of Greater Orlando. There's another one that I wanted to share with you called Family Promise of Greater Orlando. And they're here, obviously, in Central Florida, and they have a staff that helps out. And I came across this one also. One of the great things about working with our community relations committee with our realtor association is that we do try to get out and learn about other things that are going on in the community and support other causes. I know, for example, once a month we've gone to, last year it was Hubbard House, this year it's been Ronald McDonald House, and there's about three of them here in Central Florida, and we've gone to different ones to help cook for the families that stay there. And, I think earlier this month, there were about, 30 families that were in need of just a good meal so that they could take their mind off of what was going on with their kids that were at Arnold Palmer and Winnie Palmer Hospital. So the Family Promise of Greater Orlando started in 2000. I wanted to go back to that, to provide emergency shelter and meals and support services to Central Florida families experiencing homelessness. They try to give parents and the hope and encouragement they need to create a better future for their children and end the cycle of homelessness. They are separate and apart from the National Organization of Family Promise, but they provide a lot of the same care. And so they try to help the people that are in need achieve sustainable housing and to become more self-sufficient as soon as possible. So they have events and activities that you can get involved in. They're looking for volunteers as well as donors as well, because I know a lot of us, it's like, money I don't have. Fine, you don't have money, but you do have, maybe a little time that you can set aside once a month. And it's a good way to do it, like I said, again, as a family thing. Get your kids involved. Get your kids to learn a little bit about being responsible for their community by helping other people. Now, they just had a fundraising breakfast. They have one every year in October. So that is passed, but they have other ways that you can help. So if you're interested in this, go to familypromiseorlando.org. That's familypromiseorlando.org, and that's one of the ones that you can help out. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully when we get back, we might hear from Mr. Robinson. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. By the way, if you have some charities that you want to support and you want to get the word out about, go ahead and call in to our show today. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Mr. Robinson, are you with us this morning? Okay. I guess we're having some technical difficulties. I just got a text from him saying that he was on, but wasn't able to get him to get connected. So, like I said, if you have a charity, we're also going to talk about Choose the Cause. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. You all know, or should know, or might know, by the way, that one of my favorite charities is Habitat for Humanity. I'm a big fan and have done one of the Women Build projects out there with them. So like I said, it's not always necessarily about treasure, but you know, and we talk about time, talent, and treasure in our church. You know, sometimes you don't have enough of the treasure, but you have some time and you have some talent to share. And so, you know, God gave us all gifts, and they weren't to just keep to ourselves, and that weren't just to, let's say, put under a bushel basket, so to speak, but they're to share and to help, I guess, make up for, you know, where other people have inadequacies or they don't have the same gifts as you. This is why God makes us with different gifts, so that we can work together, so that we can help each other out and be, you know, more productive and make our communities better. Habitat here in Orlando and Osceola counties, they provide affordable housing to the community. They do this primarily through building safe, comfortable homes that are constructed affordably through the generous support of donors, grants, and volunteers. Their process guides local homeowners to readiness for this responsibility. Because one of the things I really like about Habitat is that, in addition to volunteers, you know, outside volunteers, the homeowners are responsible in terms of getting involved and getting their hands dirty to get the home constructed. It says not only do Habitat homeowners have a safe and affordable place to call home, they have a community of neighbors and fellow homeowners. So, you know, the good thing about Habitat communities, for the most part, is, you know, everybody that lives in a Habitat community have gone through the same experience. So there's an automatic bond there that happens. So they have a variety of different programs, too. Like I said, the last one that I went to, and I hope to get involved more this year, was in Apopka, helping to construct one of the homes over there. And they have a neighborhood revitalization program. So I'll be posting that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. If you have a charity that you want to let everybody know about and kind of help out, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. One of the things, too, that happened to me last year was I received what was called a Good Neighbor Award through the Orlando Regional Realtor Association. And what happens is when you're a recipient, you know, you're helping, it's not just for you, you're actually helping a cause. And so one of I was able to, through my award, get a donation for my Knights of Peter Claver Ladies Auxiliary here in Orlando, St. Monica Court 352. And that actually helped us, because this year we were also able to make a donation for the relief efforts for Hurricane Dorian. And so I'm not eligible again for another 3 years, But just to be able to do that for the charitable causes for My Ladies Auxiliary, and then in turn we were able to make donations to that, the Hurricane Dorian, and we also made donations to Making Strides here in Central Florida. So that enables us to do some of the work that we want to do here in Central Florida. But we had a crop of new recipients this year, and I want to talk a little bit about, just briefly touch on some of their causes that they were nominated for. Beth Ann Bear, her charity was called Chasing Dreams Equestrian Center, and she's done a lot of different work with helping with school supplies and other things like that. She coordinated a backpack drive for Title I schools in her neighborhood. So she does that kind of regularly, and so she was able to get that out. Another, and I don't want to mess up the name, but Dresheka Barat, she was the recipient also this year, because we do about 10 recipients. Operation Love Outreach Ministries was her charity, and that she won for, and assisted. You know, she's assisted with her church. She's done a variety of volunteer things with her church, organizing events and doing website maintenance and stuff like that. So she was one of the recipients, too, and her charity was Operation Love Outreach Ministry. And what I will do is I will post information on these charities on the G's Power Hour Facebook page so that you are able to help and support these things, these causes. Another recipient was Tennille Biggers. She won for the West Orange Junior Service League. She's also helped in her community raise over $110,000 for approximately 18 or more community organizations supported by the West Orange Junior Service League. And I'm sharing this with you because, like I said, I think it's important that there are causes that are near and dear to a lot of folks' heart. And, I just want you to also know that, you know, you see a realtor, it's more than just, it's not just doing the work and helping buying and sell houses, but we care about the community as a whole, the community at large. And I wanted to make sure that you knew that. So, you know, next time you use a realtor to help you in the buying or selling of your home, maybe ask a little bit more about them and take the time to get to know them, and maybe you all might have something in common to share. Amy Calandrino, she also won this year, for the Victim Service Center of Central Florida, and I think we've had this Victim Service Center on before. Victim Service Center assists victims of sexual assault, violent crime, and various traumatic circumstances. So that was her service. She's done some recruitment and other things for that cause. So congratulations for them as well. Lisiana Dutka, her charity was Care Feline TNR, which is Trap, Neuter, or Release. It tries to improve the lives of feral cats and abandoned cats in Central Florida. And I don't know about other areas, but I know here in Central Florida, the feral cat issue has been on the forefront in a lot of neighborhoods, and so she's trying to help in terms of taking care of some of these cats and I guess lessening some of the problem in some of the neighborhoods too. Holly Gondera, her campaign was Make a Wish for Central and North Florida. That was her charity, and I wanted something that happened recently that bothered me, and I don't know how many of you heard about it, but there was a Make-A-Wish recipient and their family who was at a theme park recently in Central Florida and got their wallet stolen. So, they're having a hard enough time already, and then on top of that, what little they have right now, because It's not like these people have a lot. That's why they're, you know, beneficiaries of these Make-A-Wish campaigns. But just to have that additional impact of not feeling safe and getting violated while here in Central Florida, I just thought was just appalling and very sad. So, you know, I you know, asked to keep that family in your prayers, you know, because they're, like I said, they're dealing with enough already, you know. But we thank Make-A-Wish of Central and Northern Florida for trying to, you know, lighten the spirits a little bit, and to try to make sure that family had a good time. And I'm sure there are some people out there that were helping them out. Anita Kelly supports a cause that we've had on the program before.
Gretchen, Mr. Robinson is on.
Mr. Robinson is on. Okay, so we're going to get back to that, but we're going to talk to Mr. Robinson for a little bit. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
I came on, and then I had some clients to walk up, and they didn't know I was on the phone, so I had to hang up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're glad to have you. Appreciate it. We wanted to talk about a little bit about preparing the house for the holidays. But before I ask you about that, I wanted to ask you, when you're looking to hire a handyman such as yourself, are you all part of any type of organization or union or something where you have certification, or is there some way that we know that a particular handyman is legit?
Well, now they have. Well, this is not what you're referring to, but it's probably the best thing that you can get right now. They have a thing that's called Angie's List, and it's another one. I can't think of the name of it. But what they do, they take several contractors and send them all an email for the job, and whoever gets there first and whoever puts the quote in has the best quote that gets the job. But most of the time, people actually pay for that service for them to use it. And also the contractor also has to pay for it also too. So it's probably the best thing you can do to get a handyman if you don't know one, or you don't have anyone that someone can refer. That's probably about the easiest and the best way you can get one that at least is going to be not questionable, because you do have a lot of guys out there and I do apologize if you hear echo. I'm actually working in an empty house, so if it gets kind of bad,
I got to understand. I understand.
But that's probably the easiest way to find a handyman is to go on like Angie's List, and there's another name of one, but I can't. It's not coming to me right now what the name of it is. You know, a lot of people just check around with if you know anybody that's in real estate, or if you know anybody that most churches know good handymen. They normally have handymen within their churches and things like that. With me, I can pass out cards all the time, and probably about 10% of the time someone will call you.
Okay.
The most work that I get is from
referrals.
From old referrals and clients that I already had. And it's word of mouth is actually better than the business cards, because most people, they take those business cards, lay them down, and they slide them somewhere and forget where they put them. I've had people that call me a year later and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you still got the same number. I've had the same number for years, and I try to help people as much as I can. If I can't, with me, I'm the type of person, if I can't do the job, I'm going to let you know up front that it's not something that's in my work preference. Well, things that I do, because there are certain things that I do not like to do, and I stay busy enough doing other stuff. I don't have to do those. Just like doing roofing, I don't do roofing because I'm not certified, but I can make I can make repairs. But I do have my certification in all handyman services, as far as plumbing, carpentry, flooring. I've done build outs. I've done so many other different things, and if I'm really busy right now, I can't believe I'm this busy up until the holidays. Normally it slows up getting closer to the holidays, and it's been God has blessed me to stay busy, and I definitely give all kudos to him for that.
So what are you running into since you've gotten more busy? What type of work are you running into this time of year?
I'm running into a lot of bathroom remodels. There are a lot of people remodeling their showers. They're taking out tubs. They may have had another handy, and I've done I don't want to say behind work, but I've actually had to come in behind other contractors to make repairs, because a lot of guys was putting out some shabby work, and it's some of the stuff you run into is just unbelievable. I'm like, how can you even get away with doing stuff like that? Rigging stuff up. That's pretty much what they were doing. They were rigging a lot of stuff up. I don't have any problem with coming behind the fixing, but I have to, whoever the client is has to understand, at some point, sometimes you have to tear out everything that person has done in order to correct some things. You can't just shave off a little and do that and then that puts your name on the work. At least that's how I look at it. So whenever you do work for someone, you put your name on the work, and I try my best to, if I have anything that the client dislike or they want me to do a little extra, I try my best to work with the client. And also we have people that they feel like, since you're there, you can do more work while you're there, and I run into that all the time, and it kind of messes up my schedule. I don't mind helping and getting more work, but it actually messes up my schedule for my other clients, especially if I go into a house and they got me doing a bathroom, and just because they got me doing a bathroom, some countertops are coming loose, they want me to do that, they want to change out some lighting fixtures. It turns into a larger job.
Yeah.
I just asked the community as clients to be kind of lenient on some of you guys. If someone misses an appointment, don't get mad at them. Just give them another chance. If they miss more than two appointments, then I would say That guy's probably really busy, and you might need to find you another guy. I've just been truthful. I have missed an appointment because maybe overbooking something, you actually do extra work or do anything to, you know, let that customer know that you appreciate them still using you as their service. I have clients that I have had for years, and I've had clients that have waited a year just to get my services.
Wow.
And I'm thankful for that, because they understand that this not a rush for them to get something done, but it's something they have saved up their money, and this is what they want to get done. And then if someone waits that long for you to do their work, I definitely go all out and I do extra stuff. Say if I'm remodeling, like I did a master suite for this young lady, and
mm-hmm.
I actually incorporated a floating TV mount
mm-hmm.
that the flat screen set inside, and it actually looked like a fireplace, and it actually floated off the
okay.
floor, and it turned out really, really well. And I do customize things, but like I said, what I do, I stay in my lane. If I can't do it, I have other
mm-hmm.
guys that I work with that are even better carpenters than I am. And
mm-hmm. And that's basically all we ask for, you know, from people that we hire is like, you know, just tell us what you can and what you can't do. Because
yes,
you don't want – because I was actually watching one of those home improvement shows yesterday where they had hired this guy. He had done some other work for them, good work for them, that said that they could do this set of stairs for this the people that were renovating this home. And he put them off. It was like 2 weeks before they were supposed to finish the home and show the home. And he still hadn't done it, and he went in there and did it. It was, you know, it was horrible work, and you know,
wow.
and they had to, like you said, rip all of that stuff out, you know, and they had
mm-hmm.
already paid him like about $7,500 or something like that.
Oh wow!
And they had to rip all of that stuff out and get someone else to do something that was different from what they wanted in the first place, but being that they were up against the time crunch, they had to go ahead and get stairs put in, you know, the two-story
mm-hmm.
property. And then the person that was supposed to be doing the stairs kept hanging around the project because of some other work that he supposedly had done, which was also shoddy. He was still trying to get money for that too. So
yeah, the thing about that, I'll tell any person, don't let a contractor intimidate you, especially if they did something wrong. You can definitely file, you can call the police or whatever you need to do. So that you're not in a bad situation with that person. But you also have to understand that if that person has broken the contract, then they have broken the contract. As long as you don't, because I have people that have paid people and still didn't get their work done, and that is just so unfair. And I try to operate my business with great morals and be honest with people, and that's all they want. They want somebody that's going to be honest, and they want good work. And definitely, I tell people, you get what you pay for. If you got somebody that can do some floors for $1.50, and that's like half the price of what an average handyman or flooring person would charge, and you look at your floor and it's uneven and the grout lines are not straight, you can't be mad at that person because you knew going in, you went for the lowest bid. You really get what you pay for. You truly get what you pay for.
Yeah, so true. We're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Mr. John Robinson, our helpful handyman here on G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event, need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Here with Mr. John Robinson, our helpful handyman. So, Mr. Robinson, you're talking about bathrooms, and I know the bathrooms and the kitchens are kind of a big thing right now in terms of people wanting to increase the value of their property just in case of resale, but also, too, because a lot of the folks want kind of some of the upgrades, some of the new amenities and stuff like that. So are you just are you doing a lot of those upgrades like that?
Yes, ma'am. Right now, I'm assuming that it's a seller's market right now because a lot of people are selling. All the properties that they've been renting all this time. I know this one couple. They're actually the houses that I've worked on. There's three of them, and I'm actually finishing up one right now. And they all up for sale. At least three houses I know are up for sale right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the market. Yeah.
What it is right now is that there are a lot of buyers because we still have this influx of people that are moving into Central Florida, but there's not that much out there, and there's not that, and especially there's not that much out there that's affordable. But there's not a lot out there in general. So, yeah. So, are you doing like a lot of different types of backsplashes or different types of tile or? Are you finding that people are doing any of the what I would call eco-friendly type of stuff in their bathrooms?
No, I don't know anyone that's doing eco-friendly. they're either watching the HGTV shows or they're either on Pinterest. And that gets them interested in going to Home Depot, Lowe's, and they put on sales, and that's where it goes from there. It's like a snowball. It starts rolling. The only thing I tell, ma'am.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to say, the only thing that I tell customers, if you are getting your house tiled or either floors put down or either buy extra tile for repairs. A lot of people, they don't do that. They figure, okay, I got a box left. I can take that back. That's $30 I can save. But later on down the line, when you try to match that tile up, you can't match it up because what they do, every 6 months to a year, they change the color of the tile. It may be the same tile, but the lot number changes on it. Just say it may be more browns in it than grays, or it may have some burnt umber type colors in it, or they even change the size. Say it was a 14 a 14 inch tile, a 14 square foot tile, and then they will come back a year later with the same. They would come at the same color, everything, except it'll be 13.25. It's just they do all that to make money off of their products.
Yeah.
And we run into it all the time. It's stuff that you used to be able to buy and get good quality in it. It's things like everything is almost throwaway. It's just everything's temporary. It's nothing that's so permanent.
And I know one of the things that I was advised against, although it kind of worked out, but clearance, be careful about clearance stuff, because if you ever have to replace something, it may not be made anymore, a particular part or whatever that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Like,
But I mean, it still could be good if you get a good price and you get more than what you need, then that would be perfect. But if you're getting exactly what you need, I wouldn't say that's not a good deal.
Yeah. So, you know, it's that time again for the holidays, and people are trying to get their houses in order and stuff. And then we also got this little nip, this little change in the weather. We don't know how long it's going to last. We're going to kind of go back and forth. But what type of suggestions do you have in terms of people, let's say, putting up decorations? Because, you know, you don't want to do a lot of the, let's say, nails and stuff like that. They have a variety of alternatives to put stuff up, right?
Yes. Contact has pretty much cornered the market on that. They have the little stuff, the no mess, where you can stick it up there and you can pull it and it'll come right down. They have indoor and outdoor stuff that you can buy now.
They do, okay.
To hang up stuff. It works. It really works. It works pretty good. Instead of having those permanent hooks in your house. Because I've seen people, they spent the time and money to put the stuff up, and then by July, the lights are still up on the house, so they don't want to get back up there and take them down.
Please don't do that, y'all.
And you do have companies that actually come out and put your Christmas lights up. I know I've been putting this lady Christmas lights up for the past couple of years. It's just like a flat charge to come put your stuff up and then come down and take it down. Come and take it back down for them. I've done that for several clients, and the safety feature of the whole thing is extension cords and power strips. If you've been using the same power strip for years, my advice to you is maybe go get you a more up to date one, because that's what's causing a lot of the fires, is that they're overloading the power strips. And they're also using older things that they feel like, I've been using it for the past 15 years. I've left it outside, and it worked every time. And then that's normally a recipe for disaster, because they end up using that same one that the integrity of it has gone down on it, and it doesn't work properly anymore. And it may still sustain things, but as soon as you get a power surge or somebody hooks up something extra that's pulling more amps, it causes you end up damaging everything you have because of shortages, power shortages.
Right. Because doesn't some of that plastic dry rot and start to crack and explode some of those wires?
Yes.
Okay, so it's and then you don't want to expose that to moisture or to you know, just or expose it to yourself. You know, you touch those wires, it's not, you know, not a good thing. So how often do you suggest replacing, you know, some of those items like your cords and other wiring and cables and stuff?
I would say at least this is just a personal opinion. I would probably say every 3 years. It just just depending on the use of it.
Okay.
Because sometimes the weather kind of beats it up, because you may get some rain in the middle of that. You may get extreme heat, especially being here in Florida. We have all some. It would do three things in one day down here.
Yeah.
And The heat is probably the worst thing, because it sits there, the wire is already hot, and then it starts to help it with the outside heat, it heats it up even more too, and it starts to break down that material.
Right.
The best way you can test it is just most – I've seen a lot of people, they test their lights before they put them up and have them all strung out so they know how they want to put them up. But okay. when you are putting them up or you're taking them down, still inspect them and see if you have any areas that are starting to crack or starting to fray. That would be the best time to go ahead and replace that, whatever that is, replace that at that time. But it doesn't, I would, like I say, 3 years, it seems like a long way off, but it's really not. It's just seasons that come and go real fast. And like if you bought a bright green, well, not a bright green, if you bought like a regular green extension cord, and say about a year and a half, 2 years later, that thing that it has lightened up and it's not the same color. Yes, I think it's about time to go ahead and replace that because it's better safe than sorry. And
yeah, I was gonna say, or they get kind of hard or something too.
Yes, yeah, they really do. They get stiff, and once they get stiff, then they're capable of breaking. And then once the wire is broken, then it's potential for the wire, the wires actually touching each other and causing a shortage.
Yeah. Okay, so definitely, because we don't want no fires, and we don't want anybody. And also, too, one of the things I wanted to, since you're talking about cords, before we go to break, make sure those things are kind of taped down or something like that, or you have some sort of indication that there are wires down somewhere, especially if you've got across the wires across the sidewalk to get further in the yard and stuff like that, because you don't want anybody tripping over that. So you need to make sure that people are aware that there are wires across the sidewalk or cords across the sidewalk. And you might want to – they have all kind of decorative duct tape now, so you could probably get some of that and take those wires down.
Yeah, And then it helps your lawn service, too, because your lawn service will come and whack it all up for you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick...
With the weed eaters and things that...
Right,
Oh, yeah,
but then not only that, though, we had squirrels. We had, we had wrapped part of the tree trunk with the lights and stuff like that, with the little thin wires and stuff. And we had some squirrels that kind of do some damage to some of those wires too. So, I love Florida. I do love Florida, but sometimes. We're going to take a quick break. We are here with our handyman, Mr. John Robinson. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good. Entertainment. The number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720, Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today here with Mr. John Robinson, our helpful handyman. Wanted to talk, like I said, a little bit about things that we should be doing around the house, and I'm glad we talked about the wires and the cables and stuff, because that's very important. There are some other things, though, before we go on to just the holiday stuff, I wanted to talk to you about weather stripping, because I had a question. if you have to change out your weather stripping around your doors or whatever, is this the better time to do it? And the reason I ask that, because I'm assuming that if you try to put weather stripping on during the summer while it's hot and then everything contracts as it gets cooler, then that weather stripping is not going to work as well during the cooler months. Is that correct?
I think it's opposite of what you're saying. At least I would think
it
would be opposite.
Okay.
Because anytime it's cold, stuff doesn't stick as good as it could stick because of the moisture in the air from the coldness.
Okay.
Especially like even painting. There are some people that say, "Oh, you should paint in the fall," and yeah, it's nice to paint in the fall because of you get your wind blowing and it helps it dry. But if it's hot, I think being hot, the hotter the better when you paint, because it'll dry and cure a whole lot faster for you. With the weather stripping, the same thing, the adhesive on there, if it's warm or if the temperature is hot, it normally sticks a whole lot better than it would if it was cold.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause I associate cold with moisture. A lot of people don't, but I associate it with moisture because in order for it to be cold, it has to be moisture in the air to sustain the coldness of it.
Right. Now, I guess what I was thinking, and you made a good point because I was not thinking about the moisture and everything, but what I was thinking about is your doors and your frames expanding and contracting, and the weather stripping may not fit so well. But that is something. If it doesn't stick, it doesn't work. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it does. It does. It definitely contracts once it gets cold, and it's just nothing is gonna last forever. It's just
right.
You have houses, you have to do maintenance on them. You have to.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm still a person, an advocate, not just because I'm a realtor, but I just am a true advocate of home ownership, because it I think is just, it's nothing better than to have your own place. I mean, me personally lived in apartments for years before I got married, and it was like I didn't want to paint the walls. I didn't want to stick up anything on the walls because they weren't my walls, you know, if I was renting. So it's just something to me a little bit more secure about just owning your own home. But and speaking of homes or apartments and stuff like that, there are certain things that you need to be doing, in Florida, weatherizing. But I guess it's not the same down here as it is up north, is it?
No, ma'am. You have different materials upstate and down here.
Mm-hmm.
Even the paint is different from up there and down here. The formula for it is a different type of formula. Because you have to have stuff that has to be strong enough to withstand the heat that we have down here. And
mm-hmm.
upstate, they have stuff that has to withstand the coldness.
Mm-hmm.
So it just all depends on where you are. Just a little research, like just going to Home Depot or Lowe's, they can help you out the most, because they already know what issues you're going to run into. And they definitely can help you a whole lot better than, or either if you can find a local handyman, they'll definitely let you, give you some good information on, some things that you can do that will help you in the long run. And that's really what you want to do, is to be able to be happy.
And you mentioned paint formulas and stuff like that. And we talked earlier about things that stick. Is it the same with paint that you maybe you should be painting during the warmer months than the cooler months? Is that the same case for that as well?
Well, that's my personal opinion as far as the painting, and I've seen better results when you let the heat do the curing. I did a driveway on this house that I'm working on. I've had several people already stop by and they want to get their driveways done. And with the little cold spell that we just went through the last couple of days,
right?
When you put paint and stuff down or on walls, it doesn't cure. The heat is what helps it cure and makes it the strong as it is. Because if it doesn't dry properly, it's still tacky. If you walk across it, then you have to worry about you got footprints all over the place. And but if you just have to just use better judgment with things and just remember nature has a tendency to do its own thing. And you just have to use the best your best judgment on doing things. That's with painting. You don't want to paint. Like I say, when it's hot, is the best time is paint, because you can paint, it'll dry, and then you can go back and put another coat on. But in the colder weather, if you paint it, it doesn't necessarily dry completely before you can add another coat of paint, and then you could potentially be taking off some of the paint you already put on because it's not completely dry yet.
Yeah, no, don't want that at all. So, so probably just before it starts, I was going to say maybe around August is probably, I mean, I know it's hot as I don't know what, but that might be probably the best time to get out there and paint and then, you know, to make, and check. You know, check the house for, you know, holes and openings and stuff like that and, you know, doing whatever caulking you have to do so that by this time of year, you don't really have to worry about it, too. I guess the other thing people need to be doing is cleaning out their fireplaces, too, you know, before they start using them, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what other things are you noticing around this time of year? We have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to try to just get people while they're preparing for company or they're preparing to go away, but there's maybe things that they've been missing in terms of getting their house in order.
Let's see. What can you prepare for? Valuable stuff, leave it up high. So people can't knock it over.
Okay. That's true. They can get kind of rowdy.
I mean, it doesn't – I mean, anything can happen. Somebody can just be walking by and they can knock something over that you really like. So it's always good to just kind of put stuff out of reach that you adore, because nobody wants to destroy anything if no one else is not intentionally. They don't. And as far as going in and out of your houses, make sure that to maintain a certain temperature in your house, those doors have to be shut, or you have to either drop your unit down a little lower in order to sustain the temperatures in the house. Because you have a lot, when people coming in and out, it's not their home, so they're not thinking about saving on your power bill.
Right.
So,
right.
And then also with water usage, you can just pay more attention to that, because during the holidays, everybody bill pretty much goes up a little bit because either they're home more or they have company. So.
Right.
So those are just like, look, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, I appreciate those tips, really, and appreciate you taking the time out, because like you said, I know your business is picked up, but we're gonna go. But thank you so much, and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yes, ma'am, you too as well, and to all your listeners, you get a chance, just if you need a helpful handyman, just reach out to G's Power Hour, and that will get you a 10 to 15% discount.
Yes, sir. So thank you for being on with us today, Mr. Robinson, and thank you all for listening out there. This is G's Power Hour. I never had a so good entertainment. Have a wonderful weekend and holiday, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.